Save time with the Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up and save 35% on your natural gas charges when you switch to Clean Heat. T's and C's apply.
Hi, this is Claresy, Matt and Kimber, Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
This is our Friends of the Show catch-up podcast with our favourite regulars.
Plus the special guests and celebs who hung out with us this week.
And Australia's favourite hour of intergenerational laughs is back. Talking about your generation tonight, 7:30 on 9, when you've got Sean McCullough and that beautiful voice in the studio, why doesn't he do the back and outs?
Yeah, that's right. Why don't I do it?
With helium.
Thank you. I don't want to come in and start correcting people, but it kind of runs longer than an hour. It's often an hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, that's okay.
So just change that copy there.
Yes, you're honest.
Favourite hour and 5 minutes.
Late too.
Welcome back to Perth, Sean.
Well, thank you very much.
Good to see you.
Lovely to be here. Lovely to be here. I usually speak to you from Melbourne.
Yes.
But I am, and even though I sound like I'm in the studio and I'm speaking to you from Melbourne, I am actually, I'd like to assure your listeners that I am actually physically here now. I don't know how I can prove it though.
We'll get a photo with you.
We will. We'll get Kimber to pinch you.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Sean.
There you go. Just very gently, though.
Oh,
gently.
Yeah.
See, there is, we're going to put cameras in this studio, but we haven't agreed to it because it's a 4 a.m. start for us.
You're
horrible.
You're a pretty bunch.
Oh,
there's no doubt about
you.
It. But yes, you're right. Then it suddenly, suddenly becomes a TV show, doesn't it? It becomes a TV show. And I think you would not relax as much as you are. People would sense that.
Suddenly.
You'd be putting makeup on, Matt. You'd be putting makeup on.
I would, yes.
That you have already.
Shine off my head.
Yes. And I'm a chronic nose picker, so it's not going to work.
No. Mm. I mean, Sean, they send you around the country to promote the show, but how do you make the most of your time? I mean, you're here in Perth. Are you going to take home a souvenir? Will there be a tea towel or one of those cute little souvenir spoons people used to collect?
That's very good. I've looked around the hotel room and there are some very nice bathrobes.
Oh, yes.
You're allowed to take those, aren't you?
You are. Yes.
There's six of those in the cupboard. Yeah. I don't think I missed them.
It's like $4,000 later.
You can always tell it's a nice hotel because the bathrobes are not thin.
Yeah.
They're not thin and short.
Yes.
These are quite long.
Mm.
Too long, really. There's a little bit of a train behind me. I'm in the King's Suite.
The Markle, they call it.
Sounds like you're staying at Crown. Lovely.
Am I? Yes, I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, very good. Mate, I just want to bring up the name Andrew Dugdale because I love the XPM.
Oh, thank you.
Would you rather be an XPM or a PM? What do you think? What would be more fun?
Well, I don't know. If I'm an XPM and a PM, I could be Rudd.
Yep.
I could be right because he was both, you know, he's a PM twice and XPM once. So I suppose he's an XPM twice. Now, isn't he?
Yeah, sure.
So he's I don't want to be like him.
No.
I don't want to be like him.
Even if he's multilingual.
I don't want to be like Tony Abbott either. I don't want just to be the PM once.
No.
No. I don't know. I think in a fictional universe, I'm happy to do it, but I don't think I'd like to do it in real life. It seems like a lot of effort.
Cool.
You know, I was watching Love Island the other day.
Oh, what?
I know.
Hang on. It's on 9. Well,
yes, it is. Isn't
what a wonderful. Of course you should be watching it.
And I was thinking how much I would love to see your old Fabio character walk into that condo.
Well, he'd do well, wouldn't he?
He would do very well.
Actually, he'd probably look a little... He probably wouldn't look as impressive as some of the other buff males that are wandering around. I've seen from the ads.
Jackson with an X.
You know more about it than I.
I know a lot of
Jackson with an X.
Yeah. Talked, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Is that a decision of his parents or has he changed his name?
I'm not sure. He's got a big Sons of Anarchy tattoo on his back too, so I'm not going to ask him.
Wow, that's a big commitment to promoting a show, isn't it?
Yes. I think he was born with the X. I think his parents set him up for success.
Jackson.
I think that one was coming
from
a long time
ago. You don't think it was a deep
hole?
Not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. But I'm glad you're watching the show.
Oh, you know, love it.
Yeah, they're really representing that younger generation in a fantastic way.
The country's in great shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you watching Sean's show and that show?
I watch everything.
Oh, you're glued tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Absolutely. Actually, Sean, I'll ask you too. What do you think is the most embarrassing thing to come out of your generation? Because I'd imagine these young people are watching Love Island and they probably don't feel very well represented.
Oh, I see. Do you mean my generation as in, because I'm a baby boomer.
Yeah, your personal generation. What do you think? I mean, it could have been a television show, could have been a fashion, could have been buying all the housing.
Baby boomers covers a lot of ground because they're all post-war. So I think the biggest embarrassment probably is plastic covers for lounge suites.
Oh, yes.
Lovely.
For some reason that was thought to be a good idea. So you'd have these bespoke covers for lounge suites and people would would just leave them on.
And then when visitors came.
Yeah. Was that about the resale value or something?
Yeah, to keep that couch for life.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it was. But certainly my grandparents were constantly covering things in plastic.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't joking before. My Italian buddies, his parents had a room that was completely covered in plastic, which was only taken off if the priest came.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
I see. Seriously.
Oh, okay.
How many times does he visit?
Oh, he's regular. He loved it there.
Oh, I thought he just came by to give you your last rites and that was it.
Well, you want a nice room for that.
Yeah, they'd leave the plastic on, though, if you've got a dead body involved. Yes.
And as we wrap up, Sean, just a multi-generational test, okay? So say you're a baby boomer, you're getting blamed. Baby boomers getting blamed for a lot of things, you know, ruining the economy.
I think fair enough, too.
Okay, one question. Is Sean Mendes a Fremantle Dockers footballer, Canadian singer or an actor?
Ah, right. Well, I know whenever I Google myself and put in, when I get up to the Sean M part, it goes Sean Mendes. Yeah. So I figure he's an international figure. I believe he'd be an actor.
Oh, he's a singer.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, no acting at all?
Oh, he might have done a bit of acting in his videos.
All right, then I'm right.
He will.
Just a ding. Give me a ding.
Just in his videos.
No ding?
No, I haven't got the ding today.
Oh. Sorry.
Well, you're assuming I'm going to fail with all these questions.
Well, I haven't got the buzz either.
Well, what have you got? Well, give me a sound effect.
I'll give you the winner sound effects because you're a winner, Sean.
There you go.
That's good, yeah.
Well done, mate.
It's a bit brave, actually. What have you got?
Australia's favourite hour and 5 minutes of intergenerational laughs is back. Talking about your generation tonight, 7:30 on 9. Sean, always good to see you.
Thank you very much.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Oh, what a beauty.
Talking footy with Dennis Kennedy.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
An Eagles bye and a fifth win for the year for Fremantle. Dennis, good morning, mate. Welcome.
Good morning. It was a terrific effort, wasn't it? Only 10 goals in the game, but a win is a win and they came away with one. So good on them.
Yes, lots of the youngsters doing well.
Well, that was the most significant thing, I think, to come out of the game, the performance of Adam Chira yesterday. Mm. Looked very comfortable, I thought. Missed a lot of football back in 2016 with a knee injury. Still picked 5 in the 2017 draft. Now, a guy sends me reports on all the potential draftees. He always likes to compare the young blokes to existing players, and he compared Adam to Patrick Dangerfield.
Okay.
Wow. Right. Well, yesterday, I didn't know about that at the time. I read it last night. I went back to look at the report. I said he reminded me of Chris Judd. So what chance has he got, the poor kid?
A couple of big calls there.
Retire now.
That's right. So when I was reading this, I thought, oh, gee, that's a weight to carry. With my mate and the comparisons, what you don't want to read is he reminds me of Val Kilmer circa 2012.
It's not as big.
No, I was very excited to hear the Dockers singing their club song with an added vibrancy. They haven't sung it they haven't sung it in a long time.
No, they haven't really.
But, it had gusto.
Gusto, that's the word I was going to say. People always say gusto, don't they? Mm. There must be another word for gusto.
Gusto.
What is another word for gusto?
Feeling. Good.
You know, Sandy says it, Bruce says it, they're singing the song. Committee said it.
Oh, I mean, I'm right up there with Committee and Bruce, clearly.
Gusto, anyway. Gusto in the morning. Here
so
we are.
Young Adam Chira, just a teenager, still got a boy's body. So when he's bigger, he'll be more like Dangerfield and Judd, perhaps.
Isn't it funny when you sense a guy belongs? And even in the first half, I thought he's looking terrific.
Yes.
And at halftime, you felt he was coming on in the second half. And that's the way it proved. Just one game can turn a player. I remember Judd didn't start in the AFL. He started actually in the WAFL, played one game against West Perth. I had the distinction of talking to West Perth players before the game. And I'd heard of Judd, but I didn't know who he was. He was back with East Perth, went out. I knew after the game, after they'd thrashed West Perth by about 12 goals, I would never see Judd in the WAFL again.
Even coming back from injury, it was never going to happen.
No, never.
Yeah. I thought, hey, he looks like a young a Chira.
Yeah.
No, he's quite a player, that Chira.
Adelaide. What's happened to Adelaide?
Well, lots of injuries.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're really in trouble. Yeah. Very careless yesterday, too. They played with an attitude. Now, this is not taking away from the Dockers, but you felt in the first quarter they were just plumb lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the second quarter they got back in front. And we made the point during the commentary, sometimes that's a tough situation to get into. You go in at halftime 2 goals up after trailing by about 4 or 5 in the first quarter, and then you think the job's done. down. Mm. And so you do what you did in the first quarter and you come out and you take it easy again.
Go
and
then
yes, we were playing psychologist up there. And then we worked on each other after the game. That was far more interesting.
Well, speaking of young players, a guy called Brennan Cox, 6'4", 19 years of age, got 4 goals yesterday.
He was terrific. Yeah. And 4 goals out of 10 is a big effort. What does that relate to in the old days if we go back to the 70s and 80s? That's a 10 almost, isn't it? Four.
Yeah, 8, yeah, somewhere in there.
Only 19 goals for the game yesterday. It was a grind, but they ground it out. So full credit to the Dockers. And they've got a game next week away. It's strange. 2 games next week involving local teams, both of them not home.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah,
How old is that?
I can't remember it's ever happened before.
Yeah, Carlton at Etihad for Fremantle.
It's almost as if there's something not quite right about the fixtures.
Someone will ring now and say, of course, this has happened before. But I'm saying, I don't think it has. I can't remember it anyway. So a big Friday night game, no Jack Darling, and they're playing Sydney. So Sydney, the only side to have beaten the Eagles this season.
Sydney and
Sydney. That's right, that first game of the year. Yeah.
You sound surprised. I'm right quite often. Well, some of the time.
And we noticed, Fife will be back, of course, similar kind of playing, of course, against Carlton. Oh, and if we lose to, Fremantle, lose to Carlton, and this week means nothing, really, does it? Going to beat the Blues.
Well, that's right. It's a game that's certainly winnable, too. And I think the spirit of the Fremantle team, despite some injuries, I mean, Pierce has got quite a long haul now to get back. And what about that collision? Did you see that collision? Was it on the news? Or
it was.
That was sickening, wasn't it? Yeah. Hamling and Pierce, two Fremantle players. I'm looking at you when I say that.
I'm watching with interest.
And it was just carnage. And you really fear, you just realise how ferocious the game is and how fearless the players are. That was gladiatorial, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that
you
collision.
Get,
and you just hope they both get up because neither one saw the other and they just went straight into each other at full speed.
And there were
other players there as well.
And when it's friendly fire, but any direction at any time, that's the game.
Well, that's right. A broken thumb is a good result.
Thanks, Dan.
Great to see you.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
It is time to catch up with our beloved leader from Perth to Canberra. Let's go to Big Mel. Good morning, Big Mel.
Good morning to you, Claresy. Hello to you, young Matthew. Good Barnsley impersonation.
Thank you, sir.
Don't encourage you.
We love it. And, of course, to you, Kim McHale.
Oh.
Always a pleasure, never a chore. Hello to you, Perth.
Good morning, Big Mel. There is so much going on, I don't even know where to start. But let's go straight to the September election, which has been touted by the Canberra rumour mill. Is it on or is it on?
Well, before I get to that, I'm still feeling very dusty after a long weekend. We had a lot of people up to the Piper. I called my guy, and it was a bit of a free-for-all. So let's get back into politics for a moment. We could call this premature speculation.
Oh.
We could call it electile dysfunction. But Lucy, I'm working blue. wouldn't it be nice to put the uncertainty of a one-seat majority behind me so I can finally govern in my own right? Of course, September is the time. All those grand final week luncheons and functions, every punter, man and woman alike, too sideways to hear Titch Shorten's messages of taxation reform or Wong banging on about social equity. Shut up, Penny Wong. Gone on for too long, Penny Wong. Smoke a bong, Penny Wong. We've got all sorts of rhyming couplets. Or elbow-covering journalists in saliva as he works himself into a hustings lather. Listen, I'm going to win by a mile, so sooner the better, I say, Kimber.
Well, and sir, if you do get this increased majority that you're after, what will change?
Nothing.
Great.
Nothing will change. Stop being naive, Matthew.
Sorry.
The Liberal Party are the party that do sweet FA, and proudly so. I mean, the Reserve Bank decides interest rates, the international market decides exchange rates. All we decide is whether munters get the dole or not. That's what we do. Stop Pinko's taxing business. Apple, Tesla, Google, News Corp, they run the show. So just gird your loins. If you're not rich, you're stuffed.
Big Mal, no holding back. You're being brutally honest this morning.
Yeah, well, I'm still on the good gear from the long weekend. No, I mean, I'm free associating. I love the Queen. I love Justin Trudeau. Have you guys felt quality velvet lately? Myself. I ate some beetroot and it had a sublime feeling on my gums. I like it. If the ocean and the sky are both blue, are we blue too? Oh, sorry. I'm why is everybody so intensely beautiful this morning? I went for a swim with Christopher Pine this morning, and he was looking like a young dugong.
Okay.
Oh, I saw myself out. Now, before I go, I want to say, have you ever played this game? Whatever was number one when you were 14 years old is the story of your life.
Yes.
Okay.
Mine was Hey Jude. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember. Anyway, before I go, I just want to say Mix 94.5 rocks Rockingham.
Oh, that's where the Premier's from.
Yes.
Pig. We love it out there, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, McGowan territory,
the
right there.
Your Premier. Mm. What's his name?
Mark McGowan.
Mark, yes.
That's right. I don't know.
You guys are close.
Pinko. I bet he's never out of Rockingham now. Out of the trough, Mark.
He's on the cafe strip. Hey, thanks, Big Mel. Have a wonderful week.
Bye now.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Hometown from Shepherd, the Brisbane band, who are, well, they've got some of the catchiest hooks in music these days, and they're back with album number two. Watching the Sky debuted at number one on the iTunes album chart, and they're in Perth right now. Shepherd are here, Amy, George and Emma. Welcome, guys.
G'day, mate.
It's great to have you guys back. Now, we've spoken to you a number of times, and it's wonderful that you're all siblings because that means that you can be very forgiving and you've got mum managing. So when
and
it comes,
also ruthless.
Yeah, that's true. When it comes to the creative process, who is the blunt one? Who's the one that will just kind of go, that song's rubbish, or really pick on you guys when you're putting things together?
Well, I mean, we're all pretty honest with each other. Like, there's not, I wouldn't say we're like rude, but we're very, very direct. You know, if there's something that I've written that Amy doesn't like, you know, she'll be like, yeah, probably not.
Usually it's majority rules.
Yeah, that's true. Because there's three of us. I mean, in terms of writing, there's three of us. There's Jason, Amy and myself. And it's definitely a democracy.
Well, it must be great in the creative process to have that kind of shorthand, though. You know, you're not worrying about, oh, can I say that? It's like, you know what? I don't like it. And hopefully no one takes it too personally.
Yeah, it's hugely beneficial. Yeah. But, I mean, there are definitely moments when you're like, oh, you know, this is, I put my heart and soul into this. And you just kind of shot it down. But, you know,
I think we've learned, because we're siblings, it's... a way to say it in a nice way or a constructive criticism.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rather than just shutting down an idea, we're like, well, what if it was sort of similar but more like this?
No, it's really crap.
So, Emma, do the rest of you have a say?
Not really. No, we get, you know, George sends the stuff to us and Amy sends the stuff and then we just kind of say, oh, I really like this, but I don't think
rubbish.
You better. It must be odd for the non-writers in the band to just be like, all right, what's this album going to be? You know, what are we going to be playing
we're
for the next 2.5 years? Yeah.
So coming home, hometown, are these all songs about Brisbane? Are you becoming the go-betweens? What's going on?
Coming home is a love letter to Brisbane. That was definitely, you know, when the plane wheels touch the tarmac in Brisbane, that moment of euphoria, that's what that song is about. But hometown is more of a personal type thing where it's like, you know, related to another person, you know, like my girlfriend, you know, if she was on the road with me, then I'd feel like I was at home. You know, you are my hometown. So home is where the heart is, that kind of sentiment.
Sweet. I like that.
Me too.
Have you guys got Bieber in your mobiles at all?
He never talked to us.
Oh, I didn't hear
him.
No, he didn't introduce himself. I know. We were a bit disappointed. He's a busy man.
We only saw him once off stage.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Because in our minds, we always think that when you support somebody in a performance that everyone's hanging out backstage, you know, we've seen Almost Famous. We know how this works and it doesn't quite pan out that way.
Sometimes it does, which is really, but it's really rare. We supported Robbie Williams and he was so cool. He was just down to hang out. But yeah, unfortunately, Bieber's has to be a little more.
He locked us in our green room while he walked past.
as a prank?
Yeah. No. We were hanging out in like outside of our area.
Yeah.
And his security guards were like, sorry guys, I need you back in your green room for a minute. We're like, what are we doing?
It wasn't that nice.
Yeah, get back in your green room. And then they pushed us into our little cubicle thing. And we were like trying to open the door and they'd like holding the door on us.
As he's walking
while
by?
He walked past.
There was like 20 of us in a room just like.
How weird. Is that like the no eye contact with Mr. Cruise on the movie set? Is that like that kind of thing, do you think?
I don't know, maybe. But I guess he's just got that many people trying to
buy
his
attention.
Yeah,
a lot of the times it's their managers or security.
Yes.
I'm just trying to, they obviously have to have the highest highest form of security, highest level of security. So, yeah.
But they forget you're a professional. You're a professional band. You're not going to get out there and behave like idiots, you know?
It's funny.
Oh my God.
They use code words. They're like, Elvis is in the building. Elvis is in the building. And then you get pushed into your green room. It's like, oh, God, what do you think we're going to do?
Come on, Biebs. Get it together.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, good luck with the album, guys. And great to see you once again here in Perth.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
It's
time
for this. Oh, what?
Oh, no! Mr. Premier, I don't know if you knew this was happening, but it's a surprise quiz on the Big Breakfast.
I didn't know it was happening.
No, I didn't know. I've got such a good question.
Sorry. Oh. Matt versus Kimber surprise quiz.
Uh-oh.
We're going to score check. And, of course, the Premier is getting involved today in the surprise quiz.
We had opposition leader Bill Shorten play, didn't we? Yes.
He won a round.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Matt's on how many?
He's on 4. Kimber's 1. Bill Shorten 1.
I'm rubbish. Oh, right. So welcome aboard. You've got no competition here.
Okay.
Okay, we ready to go?
Yeah. You just, there is no buzzer. You just shout out the answer.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Question number one for the three of you, including the Premier. Question one is, what island did Trump and Kim Jong-un meet on? Thank you very much, Matt. Well
Jeez.
Done. Hey. I was going to say Rottnest.
We would have accepted it.
Nice WA answer. Question number two with Matt 1 and the others both on 0. Beside Thomas Road, name one of the streets bordering the new Children's Hospital.
Oh, wow.
Abadir Road.
This is one.
Rockabee. Who said Abadir?
Abadir.
Oh, you. Luke a fluke over there. How'd you get that?
How do you know that?
Okay. I don't know. My brain just works in weird ways.
Okay. It hasn't worked all morning.
No.
So that would be Matt 2, Kimber and the Premier yet to score.
Yeah, I'm just going to go and get a coffee. I'll be back.
On Monday, every AFL coach took part in the big free slide for MND, but what did Ross Lyon go dressed as?
It was a character.
Was it Teletubby or?
No, he was thinking about a Teletubby.
I got nothing.
Was it a penguin?
Who's Ross Lyon?
It's based on one of his sayings that he says quite often in his media pressies.
We're rebuilding?
Football.
Was he Bob
KBI?
The Builder?
I thought about that.
I think Bob the Builder should be an acceptable answer.
It's not bad, but let the cobblers do the cobbling. He went as a cobbler.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Cobblers to you.
Current score check and the surprise quiz. It's still a surprise for the Premier. He's yet to score. Same with Kimber. And Matt is on 2.
He had many things to talk about this morning.
Question 4. When are Prince Harry and Meghan Markle heading down under?
October.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there we go.
Nailed it. Nailed
well
it.
Done.
All right.
Premier 1, Kimber, you're a worry.
Kimber's
and Matt
rubbish.
2.
Yeah, I've always been like this. I'm not good under pressure.
Closest to the pin. What day was Mark McGowan sworn in as our 30th Premier?
17th of March, 2017.
Yes, well done.
Oh, I so wanted that to be wrong.
I don't know how I knew that one.
Because I was going to throw in the 16th fast.
There's no exact winner. It's a draw between the boys this morning. Well done, gentlemen.
Oh. Do we have a playoff?
Do you really want a playoff?
Yeah, we'll have a playoff.
Clearly has to make up another question.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Yep.
Who was the opposition leader, federal, in Australia?
Bill Shorten.
Matt got him first.
Oh, well, sort of even Stevens.
You said was. I was thinking fast. I was thinking Alexander Downer or someone.
I was happy with the draw. How we feel about the surprise quiz there?
Well,
there
you go. We lost.
No, look, I'm used to this. I don't get to hear my victory song very often, Mark. I'll give you the tip.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Apologies to the Premier because I waved to you this morning as you walked in and you dropped your coffee cup. It was all my fault.
That's right. Yeah, I'm having a bad morning. I lost the quiz. So I've dropped my coffee. Everything's going wrong.
Sorry about that.
The reusable coffee cup, I might add.
Oh, yes.
Is that what you call them?
I think that's what you call them. Yeah. I'm flipping over to a reusable coffee cup. I've got to reduce my plastic consumption because plastic is killing lots of animals and creatures and marine creatures in the world, and I think we all need to do our bit.
My wife has stopped using straws when we go to dinner and the like. She actually physically, she says it as we walk in, so she doesn't get the straw. One straw at a time, I would imagine. What do you think?
Everyone can play their bit in helping with the world's environment, and plastic, as we know, is killing marine life in particular. And I see those TV shows and read those articles about whales and dolphins and fish, turtles that die from consuming plastic. And we all need to do our bit. So I was asked about this yesterday and I thought it's time for me to do the right thing myself. And so I've got a reusable coffee cup.
Very good.
Which I dropped on the first occasion. Thanks for that. Claire-y.
Sorry, bud. But you were very keen to wave back. The sign of a good premier.
Yeah. And a timely reminder too that July 1st, there won't be any more plastic bags in the shop. So yeah. Get your act together. You've got time now. Don't complain about it when it happens. Just be prepared. That's what people need to do.
July 1, we're banning plastic bags. And next year or the year after, we're bringing container deposits. So every time you buy a bottle, you get 10 cents back.
Like South Australia.
Right. Mm. Yep. Exactly.
Yesterday, obviously was a very historic event with Trump and Kim Jong-un, right? And I was sitting there watching it thinking we could learn something from Kim Jong-un. Because there he was sitting down negotiating with the most powerful country on earth as an equal. Why? Nukes. I'm thinking the next chogum, when you're going in there asking for a bigger share of the GST, we got nukes.
Yeah, well, I could just say we do.
Yeah. Wagga wagga, we're going to flatten you.
Yeah, right? That's right. Canberra. Look out.
If there's a position on your team, I'm full of great ideas.
Well, we won't allow verification in. We'll just say we've got them.
Totally.
They won't know.
They won't know. They never come to Perth.
No. That's right. They don't come over here. They don't know what's going on. We'll just say we've got them.
We got them.
I don't know how you guys think this is a different conversation to what Kim Jong-un and Trump are actually having with their people.
Yeah, they're not saying a lot.
I saw Trumpy on the telly last night talking about the real estate opportunities on the North Korean coast.
Oh, he wants to go.
He's thinking ahead.
He wants to put a golf course there.
Well, I mean, I was thinking about what we could talk about with you today, and I went, okay, we've got the option of the GST, the Darlington by-election, trade in China, and I thought, gee, your job sounds kind of boring. I'm going to be like, all due respect, but are you still glad you signed on? Are you still happy with the gig?
Oh, it's a wonderful job, and West Australians are wonderful, and I enjoy it immensely. There's moments of great trauma, but generally it's got a lot of things to recommend it. And there's all those things happening. I'm signing up a stronger GST deal today with Bill Shorten, which is $2 billion. Coming to Western Australia to top up our GST. And we have our Darling Range candidate, Tanya Lawrence, who's a terrific candidate and committed local person. So lots of things happening.
Mm. Cool. Okay. I'm glad you're still happy in it because I couldn't do it.
It was a quick trip to China, wasn't it? A couple of days travel and 2 days there?
That's right. I went to Beijing, had a lot of meetings up there with the people who buy our products, employ tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of West Australians to keep the relationship strong. It's an amazing place, China.
Yeah.
And going there, it's a different world.
Is our relationship healthy with China?
Well, the West Australian government relationship is. The national government relationship with China isn't so strong, but it's my role as West Australian Premier to keep our jobs and opportunities here. And China is our biggest trading partner by a long way.
Yep.
And I'll just give you a quick stat.
Mm.
We sell $60 billion worth of products to China. We buy $4 billion from them. So we have a trade surplus of $56 billion with China, which means that hundreds of thousands of West Australians are in work as a consequence, which means I want to keep the relationship strong.
Sure. Okay, very good. Mm. So we're only, if you think about the West Coast Eagles, right? We're about 3 months away from a grand final, 3.5 months away. This is a team, you've seen the top dogs in the AFL, Richmond and Melbourne, get beaten recently. So they're now favourites for the flag at this point in time. It's getting pretty serious now. The only team that have beaten them was Sydney. They play them on Friday night, and if they win that, then anything could happen.
Well, they're obviously the favourites.
Mm.
They're doing extraordinarily well.
Yes.
I mean, it can't be denied. You know, they'd be the hottest favourites in years, I would have thought.
Yeah, momentum's starting to grow. As Dennis Cometti says, no great teams in the NFL, but the Eagles right now are the closest to it. So, interesting to watch.
He's the oracle, as we know, when it comes to Australian rules.
Surely the question should be, what is your government going to do to help the Dockers win more games?
We're going to threaten with nuclear weapons.
Nice callback.
Let the cobblers do the cobbling.
Yeah, we've
got ourselves a show next year.
We're not
year,
letting
the
verification come in. We're not letting him verify whether we've got them or not.
Actually,
inspectors, we're not letting them in.
That new stadium bridge at East Perth could be missiles. You never know. That is looking fascinating.
Well, exactly. Oh. Yeah. We could say that's a launching ramp.
That's a launching pad. Right.
We expect that will be open by the end of the month.
Okay.
Oh, good. It's looking good. I really like it.
And it's going to allow for climbs up the bridge. So we're going to tender that out. And who knows, a year or two, we'll have bridge climbs.
Excellent.
Hopefully some good parking there at Gloucester Park or around the Wacker so people can walk across to games. That's what we're looking at.
There is parking down there already, I think.
Yeah. Mark, good to catch up.
Thank you.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-y, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Mum is the word.
The word is the word that you heard.
Here she is. is. G'day, Janelle. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Good morning. I'm very well. I've got my partner Phil home at the moment. He's FIFO, so he's home at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And what that means, apart from, you know, the love and the care and the wonder of a relationship that's been going for 10 years, what that means is that...
Such aggression.
In the morning, I have a very set routine with the kids getting them ready for school.
Of course.
It's very set. I'm very regimented, slash dictatory. That's a word.
Like
that's
an adjective. Military operation almost.
Exactly. And Phil wants to make it fun.
Right.
Which it is fun for the kids and not for me.
Yes.
Because things change around. Like he decides to make the lunches, which is very kind and I'm grateful, but he'll do things like cut the crusts off or put things that are illegal in the lunchbox. Not drugs. I mean, nuts.
Nuts.
Because you can't take that stuff to school,
exactly,
of course.
Exactly. Yeah. But the real problem happens when I am leaving the house because I try not to be a shouty mum. I really make a concerted effort to be a non-shouty mum because I believe that if I do raise my voice when it really matters, then it'll have more effect.
Yes, makes sense.
So I'm quite stern.
It'll
in the
come
morning.
In handy when you teach him to drive later.
That's right. Yeah. I save my shouting for Phil. No, I don't. So anyway, so every morning when Phil's home, what happens is I'll be rushing the kids into the car because we're always late. Because Phil's been mucking around with them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it was fun. It was real fun.
It was fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
And he'll come out every morning as we're backing out of the driveway in some zany outfit.
Aww.
Sight gag. So sometimes he'll come out wearing one of my wigs from the costume box. Sometimes he'll come out wearing my dressing gown, my kimono.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes he'll come out riding one of the big stuffed toys. And the kids lose their minds.
Yeah.
The kids go, oh, my God, Dad is so great. Dad's amazing. Dad's so fun. And then he'll try and high-five them. As I'm backing out of the driveway, trying not to hit him,
he
runs around to both sides of the car to high-five the kids.
Right.
Yeah. And the kids are, oh, my God, Dad is so fun. We love Daddy so much, Mum. And I'm just going, get in the car. We've got to get it. We're late. And I'm the unfun one.
Yes.
Aww. I'm the unfun one. Mm. But all I hope is that one day when Phil comes out in that get-up in some kind of crazy, zany outfit, that's the day the Google satellite, the Google Earth, is up there and we'll record it for all time.
Yes.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Shut up!
An AFL superstar, a Doig medalist for Frio's Best and Fairest, and he's our man inside the Fremantle Dockers. It's Lucky Neil on Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
G'day, champ. You meant to be in a meeting. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. I think they've pushed it back a few minutes, so we're safe.
Well, just waiting for you, like we're getting you in trouble or something.
No, I just said to Ross, I'll just push it back a couple of minutes. Minutes, I got to speak to a few of my best mates.
Oh, hey.
What a guy, Smoothie.
And good to know that Ross listens to you, buddy. We're pleased about that. Hey, mate, great win on the weekend. Strange old game. Both sides having quarters where you virtually didn't score. And I guess, you know, the fact that it ended in just a 3-point win, a great win, but very exciting.
Yeah, it was. And it was great for our youngsters to get a bit of reward for their hard work over the last sort of 4 to 6 weeks. The results haven't been going our way until the weekend, but within the four walls we've seen a lot of little improvements, and it all came together on the weekend other than the second quarter, which as you said, we didn't score and Adelaide piled on the goals and got right back into the game. But other than that, I thought it was a great effort.
Hey, Locke, the captain playing 150 this week, and if people have read the paper this morning on the front of the pregame, a skinny kid there playing for Aquinas College, he's come a long way.
Yeah, he has. I think he was weighing in at about 75 kilos or something when he first got to the club, or maybe even less.
Yeah, he's in the 60s, I think. Yeah.
70, yeah, yep. 68 or something.
Yep.
So he's put on about 20 kilos or something, which is quite amazing. And it's a credit to him and his work ethic and the way he goes about it. And 150 is a great achievement. I think it's life membership at the footy club. So it'll be a really proud day for him and his family.
Yeah, well, five back, yeah.
Also a bit of peer pressure too. When everyone around you is fit and muscly and stuff, you've got to step up, don't you?
Absolutely. I remember when I first came in, I thought, wow, there's some big boys here.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing to think that elite athletes and breakfast radio people can both put on 20 kilos in just a few short years.
Yeah, but his Fife's is muscle, all muscle. Hey, Lockie, speaking of injuries, mate, how does a 20-year-old Taylan Dooman roll up to the game, a super fit 20-year-old, injuries back before a game, hopping out of his car? What happened? He just hopped out of his car?
I haven't spoken to Tay about what happened, but before the game I thought he was right to go, and then I saw him try and put his boots on or his runners or something in the change rooms, and he couldn't bend down and even put his shoes on. So I thought, oh, he's in a bit of trouble here. But, yeah, he must have just twisted the wrong way and slipped something, a disc or something out.
Yeah.
I can relate
which can happen quite easily, funny enough. But I remember Maney almost doing one before a final. I think he was jumping over a fence or something, so it can happen pretty easily.
Jumping over a fence. We don't talk about him. He plays for Collingwood. Chris Madden. Hey, Lock, all the best on the weekend, mate. You're playing another bunch of kids, of course, Carlton there at Etihad.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys. Look forward to it.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Can you believe the start to the FIFA World Cup, the opening game, when all the last two or three days everyone's going, oh, Russia, they're only there because they're the host nation?
Yes.
Five, Russia, Saudi Arabia. Blob. Zero. Nil.
Yeah, but they were hustling us. We got hustled.
What an incredible start. Now, you can watch Santo, Sam and Ed's Cup Fever weekly on ABC iView. It's speak of Sam Pang, Ed Cowley, and our next guest is about to join us, Santo Solaro. G'day, mate. How are you?
Oh, really good to speak to you again. It's so exciting. There are no more sleeps. To no more sleep. A month of insomnia. How good. It just kicked off last night, as you say. 5-0. Russia hadn't won for seven games, and 5-0. All of the goals scored by Putin with an ice hockey stick while riding bare-chested on a wild horse.
Yes.
Unbelievable spectacle. It was sensational.
Well, Santo, we've been chatting about how the Aussies are going to go. Matt here is happy with a draw with France. I say go hard or go home. Can't we just chuck in my namesake, Tim Cahill, and get him to get the job done?
Oh, wouldn't that be great? And he'd become one of the few players of all time to score in four World Cups. I feel really good about the France game. I really, really do. They're like a lot of the other European teams. They all hate each other. We're just going to wait Bradbury style for everybody to implode and while we skate by. You know what? I do think it's a great thing to play France first up. You know, they may be rusty. We're hanging our hat a little bit on the, they may be a bit rusty. But the big thing, I've been to a few World Cups, and the big teams don't like to show all their cards in the first game. So they play them close to their chest. So hopefully they'll underestimate us a bit. They think that we're just a physical, kind of tough team. And if we get away with a draw, then I reckon there's a mighty chance that we'll get through the group.
Mm. And, mate, one of the sort of takeouts from last night, Russia beating Saudi Arabia 5-0, and everyone going, well, it's Saudi Arabia. But they qualified ahead of us with our current coach.
Exactly.
That
is the take-home message.
Yeah.
I feel a bit sorry for them. The team was obviously a victim, or well, they say they're a victim of nerves. As long as they weren't a victim of nerve agent, that's the one that you got to watch out for. But it just shows, if we get off to a good start, I reckon we'll be right as rain. All we need in this group competition is a win and a draw.
Yes.
And I reckon Van Marwijk is a smart cat, and he'll just want to just say, if we can get through the France game with a draw, or you know what, even a 1-0 loss, I reckon we're still placed well. But that's pretty negative, isn't it? I reckon we're going to get by. I think we're going to pull something out of the hat here.
Santo, it's easy to forget that drought that we had. We didn't make the World Cup for so many years, and all the euphoria and that. If you think about a country like the USA, they didn't have to do much to make the 32, and they still didn't make it. We've got to be joyous to the fact that we're there as well.
Forget about the USA. What about my other team, Italy? Italy didn't make it. Holland didn't make it. Chile didn't make it. US didn't make it. That's practically a group of death that didn't make it. It is quite incredible. And that opens it right up, because that means that there's one less of those kind of heavyweight teams in each group. So it's going to be a ripper World Cup for everybody. So, and I, you know, got a great feeling. I think that we've been building towards this. I've got faith in, I loved Ange, but I've got great faith in Van Marwijk. I can't spell his name, but I've got great faith in him.
Me too. Now, mate, my predicted highlight and low light, my predicted highlight is I'm really looking forward to seeing this young English team, use their pace and sort of lack of fear from history and do well. And my predicted low light is English fans, probably stirred on by the Russian ultras, but I think there may be trouble and chairs will be broken. Have you got highlights and lowlights?
That's really, really interesting. Look, I think the highlight is Australia holding the cup aloft at the end. I reckon we'll get right through everybody. It's so funny. Australian expectations are so fantastic. We are free from any of those fears that other people have. We have this sort of naive delusion that we just go, you know, if we get through the group stage, then we've got Belgium and, you know, they're up and down. And Argentina, they're a one-man team.
We could win this thing.
You know what? We might have a bit of trouble with Brazil, maybe a bit of trouble with Germany. But I reckon Australia will go deep into the tournament. And that's my highlight. And my lowlight is I'm afraid that the wolf mascot, Zabi Varka, will be shot. I'm just a bit worried that that she won't survive, or he or she won't survive. Did you see the mascot in the opening ceremony?
I didn't know.
It's a cool wolf. It's literally translates to Zabi Varka is the one who scores, which I think is literally a contestant on Love Island. I think that's what it translates to. And it was a great the opening ceremony. I think we've already had our low light. It was just like an extended Eurovision act, except it had explosions and dancing soccer balls and people dressed as animals. Actually, maybe it was a Eurovision act. I'm not quite sure, but and Robbie Williams gave the finger gave the bird to the cameras. That bring on the games now. Bring on the games,
mate. We're excited, and the one weird thing to think about is what is Ange Postecoglou, the former Socceroos coach, what's he doing? How is he watching it?
It's strange. I've actually tried to contact him. I think he's still in Japan preparing for the rest of the season over there. I feel a little sorry for him because I do think that he changed the brand that we had here, and even though other teams are saying, the French coach is saying, no, we're playing a far more sensible way now. I do think that the way we're playing now, it just sort of enables us to sort of get through competitions to like a round of 16 or quarterfinals. But what Ange was doing, he was really setting up a new brand of football for the future. And I really subscribe to that, even though it could have been potentially damaging in World Cups like this. But I do like what he was trying to do.
Santo, good to catch up, mate. Enjoy.
Great. And you guys enjoy it as well. Put the dressing gown on.
Yeah.
Get the toaster near you and just watch all night long.
Go Poland.
Go Poland.
Oh my God. Thanks, go.
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Shut up.
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL, and he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff on Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Hey, sure. Steve Gaffey's a bit sleepy today. Did you stay up and watch any, Andrew?
Morning, guys. No, I didn't. I saw it started at midnight Sydney time, so unfortunately I had to go to sleep early, but looking forward to tomorrow night watching Socceroos.
Yeah, absolutely. And, buddy, of course, you're in Sydney to play the Swans tonight. Obviously the Buddy Franklin factor comes into it. He's in terrific form at the moment, and I'm hearing through the great, I mean, even Coach Adam Simpson has said, if you know, we're not going to win if we can't subdue him. Could the secret weapon be one Andrew Gaff putting back on Buddy?
Fall into the hole.
Well, it'd be a little bit scary if we were one-on-one and the 50s cleared out and high balls kicked in, but no, I think a few of us are going to have to probably drop in the hole a bit and help him out and probably get crunched a bit, but no, we have full trust in our backmen. They've done great for a number of years now, and without Barras or Schofield at this stage, I think McGovern's probably the man who's probably going to do the job, and it'll be great for, I mean, everyone on TV would love to see that, and with guys like Shepherd and Hearn around him, we all need to do our bit and help him out.
Yeah, it's a handy halfback line, isn't it? Mate, what about pick 13 in the draft, the seventh debutant for the year, the 19-year-old? Can you tell us more about Jared Brander?
Yeah, he's very exciting, Jared. He's obviously still got a bit of weight to put on. As an 18-year-old kid, I remember I was 65 kilos ringing wet when I first started. And he knows his footy, he understands his footy, and he's a really good mark for an 18-year-old kid. And it's exciting. It's obviously a big stage for him to come and play the Swans on a Friday night and top of the table clash. So we know he's going to perform really well, and we expect him to do his bit, as we do the other 21 boys.
And it's wonderful when the draw brings up these little moments. You know, you've lost one game this year. It was the first game of the year. It was against Sydney. And now, you know, you've gone 10 in a row. I mean, it just creates a wonderful story for us watching, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And no doubt a few people get frustrated with some of the Friday nights that have happened sort of throughout the year. But I don't think anyone can deny this one's going to be a great one. And as you said, it was disappointing. We lost round one, and it obviously feels like so long ago now, but we're going to try and make amends to make sure we make it 11.
Exciting prospect tonight, as Matt was saying there, mate. But Gaffey, flying Liam Ryan, we're going to see him tonight?
Yep, he'll be out there.
Beautiful.
He kicked 3 goals in about 5 minutes at training a few days ago on the bye weekend. So everyone knows he's ready, and it'll be exciting and hopefully sitting on a few heads. Sydney heads this tonight.
That's what we want to see, yeah. And Luke Shuey back, which is always handy to have such a quality player come back.
Yeah, definitely. He's missed 4 matches now, and I think he was injured early in the fifth game. So he's been great for a number of years and give us an extra bit of support in the midfield, which we need against guys like Parker, Kennedy, Hanbury, all those guys. And obviously Sinclair's playing really well as a ruckman at the moment. So we've got to get it done in the midfield, and looking forward to hopefully setting the tone.
Yeah, Gaffey, I don't want to put you in a bad mood the morning before a game, but I got my invite for Aladdin the Musical yesterday, and I just wanted to make sure that you were getting yours. Do I need to contact your agent?
Well, I'm not a massive fan of most musicals, but Mamma Mia is definitely almost one of the musicals I'd probably ever go to.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I've heard people talk great things about The Lion King and all that, but...
It's time to broaden your horizons, Gaffey.
Yeah, I know. So you'll enjoy Aladdin, but I'm not sure whether I will.
Mate, if Clinton the Musical ever comes back, we'll get you to go and see Matt Dytkinski live on stage.
Oh, yes, please. Thanks for that.
Hey, mate, good to catch up. All the best. Big one tonight, and everyone was going to hear the game tonight, Sydney versus West Coast. At the SCG, live on Mix 94.5 at 5:30 p.m. Gaffey, you have a great day and good game. Go for it.
Thanks, guys. Good stuff.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. The Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekday mornings from 6 on Mix 94.5.